got on, everyone? Jet Camera, great to be with you here on this Monday night. Hope everyone had an awesome holiday season. Excited to be back. A new week, a new year, a new hope on the horizon, we think, for the Philadelphia Eagles. Who that person's going to be, what that hope will look like, well, we're not sure yet. It obviously is a fluid situation and really an unformed situation. But we'll be talking about it tonight. We'll be talking about it every night between now and when the new leader of the Philadelphia Eagles is named, which, you know, by most standards should be sometime in the next week or two, you would think. We'll talk about it. We'll get your perspective. It's been a crazy busy day on the Fanatic, and we'll continue with you on the phone lines at 610-632-0975. Who do you want it to be? The next Eagles head coach. Who specifically do you want? And what characteristics are you looking for? You know, we're hearing a lot of people talk about, I want this scheme. I want an offensive coach. I want a defensive coach. I want someone that commands the room. I want someone that's won a Super Bowl. I want someone that's young and hasn't never gotten the chance before, and he can be the next guy. People are all over the place, and that's fine because the reality is there's a lot of different ways to win in life. You can win with an offensive coach. You can win with a defensive coach. You can win with someone that's won before. You can win with someone that's never coached at the NFL level as a head coach before. It's a wide open, blank slate of opportunity for the Philadelphia Eagles. It's a great opportunity. And they got to go knock it out of the park. They got to go find that guy. They can change not only the fortunes of the Eagles franchise, but my God, for all of us as Philadelphia sports fans, how desperately we need someone to come in here and get this thing going right. We'll talk about it tonight, 610-632-0975. Who do you want? And obviously, you know, we'll just continue tracking the news. I mean, it's fluid, as we know. Again, coaches getting fired and some coaches staying and some coaches getting interviews and, you know, in Philly and around the league. And listen, this is an interconnected league. One situation has a domino effect on another, on another, on another. So as the news breaks tonight, throughout the days, over the coming days, obviously, we'll keep you in tune with all of the developments. 610-632-0975. Let's circle back quickly to Chip Kelly. Believe me, most of this is about moving forward, but let's just circle quickly to Chip. I was only on the air once after Chip was fired. Obviously, it was right around the whole New Year's thing, and we had some guys off, and I was off some days and filling in on other shifts, and we were kind of all over the place. Let me just say this. I think Jeffrey Lurie made the correct decision in getting rid of Chip. As those of you that have listened to me for these 3 years know, I was a huge Chip Kelly guy. I don't think you could have been a bigger Chip Kelly guy than I was last year, 2 years ago. He lost me. He lost me big time this year. It was a stunning regression. There was even a more stunning lack of adjustments that I thought was disgraceful. Obviously, there were organizational issues surrounding Chip's personality and his interaction or lack thereof with people. He made a series of bad decisions that hurt the Eagles' salary cap, and there was a real lack of talent procurement during his reign on his watch. With power comes responsibility. Chip had the power. The failure is his. And I applaud Jeffrey Lurie for taking strong action in this regard. I thought that Chip's lack of public ownership of his responsibility was troubling. Obviously, we talked about that at various stages throughout the season. It is a results-oriented life, a results-oriented world. It just is. It's a results-oriented world. And Chip drove this thing down fast, significantly, dramatically. And I think Chip had to go. 610-632-0975. Jody Cameron with you on the Fanatic. All right, now really the big tasks at hand. Three things. Two in the short term, one over the horizon in about 2 months. But decisions to be made on that third category even in this interim. Three categories, all of monumental importance to this franchise's future. Number one, choose a great coach. Number two, choose a great talent evaluator to pick the players. And number three, build a great roster. I mean, that's it. Those are the objectives that can lead you to a Lombardi trophy or can lead you to 4-12, depending on which path you take. Or can lead you to just, you know, what we've had around here a lot over the last three decades. Some pretty good years, but not enough. Pick a great coach, pick the guy picking the players, and then start the process, and it will not be a one-year process. Start the process of upgrading the talent on the football team. 610-632-0975. That's got to be the mindset. Has to be. 1, 2, 3. The coach, the talent evaluator, the players. 1, 2, 3. That's got to be the mindset. 610-632-0975. All right, let's focus tonight primarily on the coaching element. Now, obviously, all this is implied. We all understand that. But let's focus in here a bit on the coach. I cannot tell you, as we sit here tonight, 6:07 on a Monday night, early January 2016, I can't tell you which one of these coordinators should rise to the top and be the guy. I can't tell you that there's one guy that is so head and shoulders above the rest from what I know that I can say, stamp of approval, that's the guy, that offensive coordinator from that team, he's got to be the guy. Let's face facts. It feels a bit like a crapshoot. We don't know a ton about a lot of these names we're hearing. We know a lot about some of them, but a lot of them we don't know that much about. It doesn't really seem like a group of coordinators that just jump off the page at you. You know, it feels a little dicey, but let's understand this reality, and I want to make sure everyone hears me loud and clear, because this is the standard by which the Eagles have to be measured in this process, and this will take years to understand who it'll be, but make no mistake about the reality of what I'm about to tell you. It is an absolute fact that there is a coach out there in America, currently a coach at some level of football, in football or a former coach, sitting on the sidelines right now. It is an undeniable, absolute fact that there is a coach available who will win a Super Bowl. Matter of fact, there's probably, if you want to really get down to it, there's probably about 5 to 10 of them out there. If you really want to talk about the next, pick your years, 10 to 15 to 20 years of football, there are multiple individuals out there in the future that will hoist the Lombardi Trophy as a head coach of an NFL franchise. It's an absolute obvious guarantee. Now, I'm not talking about the kid that's 24 years old that's going to win it, you know, 30 years from now. I mean, yeah, that's how you get up to there's 15 of them. But there are guys in their 30s, in their 40s, in their 50s, maybe in their 60s. There are guys out, maybe older. There are guys out there that absolutely will be future Super Bowl champion coaches. It is Jeffrey Lurie's responsibility and his group leading this search. It is their responsibility to go identify and get one of those guys. That's the mission. That's the mission. Go get a future Super Bowl champion. Now, let's be real. It doesn't work in a way where you can just reverse it and know who the guy is and say, well, I'll take that guy. Doesn't work like that. It's not easy. Of course it's not easy. But the guys out there, you got to talk to them and you got to find out in your heart who you think gives you the best shot. 610-632-0975. And that's why really it's on Lurie and his group to figure out, you know, who are the next two, three, four, five guys that'll come into this league as a head coach and make an impact. They're out there. There's always, always a next great coach out there. Always. Got to go find the guy. Now, is it Adam Gase? Is it Doug Peterson? Is it Sean McDermott or Pat Shurmur or David Shaw? Again, that part, hey, I got, you know, opinions on various guys, obviously. But, I mean, I can't tell you amongst all these coordinators who exactly is the guy. I can't tell you that definitively. You know, obviously there's unknowns there and we're not in the room and all that sort of stuff. But, you know, the reality is you've got to figure out who you think's the guy. Peterson, McDermott, Shurmur, Shaw, go right on down the list, and there's a lot more names. 610-632-0975. And that's the category. Guys that haven't done it before, or a guy like Shurmur that did it so briefly, and you think about, well, do you want to give him another shot? Then there's another category. There's a subcategory. Coaches that are current NFL head coaches, or at least were as of this morning, that are either available or may be soon available. Tom Coughlin's name has entered the fray. He is a free agent coach. He has won multiple Super Bowls. Do you consider him? He's old. Do you want him? Sean Payton, John Harbaugh. You love the age? Great age. You can build with the guy for years. You like the pedigree of success? You like the fact that you know Harbaugh, because he was in the building for so many years. You know what you're getting there. Sean Payton, of course, an Eagles coach for a period of time as well, as an assistant, a known commodity in the NFL. But Payton and Harbaugh come with a cost. They're under contract with teams. Payton, it seems, perhaps likely to escape New Orleans. Harbaugh, harder, you would think, to wrestle him out of Baltimore. And then, of course, you've got to sync up. Would they be interested? How much money are you talking about, and what kind of compensation? But some very intriguing names in that category. Coughlin, available. Payton, it seems likely to be available. Harbaugh, less likely, but it's kind of floating out there. You never know. 610-632-0975. Then you get a third category. Been there, done it. And when I say done it, I don't mean, in a way, been there, done it, like total failures. Been there, done it, won Super Bowls, which those other guys, by the way, have done as well in the last category. Some of these guys, available, on the streets. Gruden, Cowher, Billick, Shanahan. You got some big names to consider there. Billick, I would clearly put lower on that list. I'm not enthralled by Brian Billick. Gruden and Cowher, they've been out for a while. Would they jump back in? We know Shanahan wants back in. You got to strongly consider that category. Now I'm going to give you a fourth category. And you guys can laugh at me. And you can think I'm an idiot. And you can say whatever you want to say. And the phone lines will be wide open for you. But I will tell you this. If I am Jeffrey Lurie, there's a fourth category, names to this point unsaid, that absolutely would be at the top of my list to consider, to go after, and to find out if they want one more challenge, one final time. You know, you want to talk about, hey, can a guy own the room? Can a guy command the room? Can a guy be a great coach? Well, instead of wondering whether a coordinator could be a good coach, instead of wondering whether a coordinator could command the room, how about you consider two individuals that have commanded rooms, that have been great coaches, and have absolutely won at the highest levels? They are old, but they are not old enough for me not to consider them. And I'm telling you right now, if I'm Jeffrey Lurie, I am leaving no stone unturned, and I am 100% making a phone call to the following two individuals just to explore the possibility. The first is Bill Parcells, two-time Super Bowl champion, four teams in the NFL playoffs, three tremendous turnarounds. The Giants, the Patriots, the Jets. There's no way in hell I do a coaching search at the NFL level and not consider Bill Parcells. The second, and it's very similar in nature, and he's living a great life, and I know I'm probably not going to be able to get him like I'm probably not going to be able to get Parcells, but don't tell me I'm going to be talking to coordinators all around football and not make an exploratory phone call to find out if Jimmy Johnson wants it one more time. It would be criminal not to consider those two guys. Do I expect them to be interested? No. Do I expect the Eagles to get them? No. Do I think it would probably be a short conversation? Yes. But I'm going to make, if I'm Jeffrey Lurie, and I want a guy to come in and command the room, I want a guy to lead my franchise, there is absolutely no way that I'm going to be talking to Adam Gase and Sean McDermott and Pat Shermer and Deuce Staley and go right on down the list of guys all around the NFL at coordinator or assistant levels and not at least explore the possibility of Parcells and Jimmy Johnson. 74 years old, 72 years old. I make them say no. Now, to be clear, in my world, they don't just get to snap their finger and get the job. They would have to convince me that they truly want one more challenge. They would have to convince me that they're really up for it and would be willing and able to put the energy in to make it happen. But there's a couple things to consider. The NFL is no longer a life cycle of 5 to 7 years. And you go back 20, 30, 40 years ago, you see here a lot, five-year plan. There's no five-year plan in the NFL. There's no five-year plan because the salary cap has changed things. You go up, you go down, you go up, you go down. The NFL is about a 2 to 3 year cycle. I'm asking Parcells and Jimmy Johnson, would you consider coming in here and giving me a great 3 years? Hey, listen, if they're interested, I'm interested, big time. And I'd be willing to put big money out there to try to make it happen. Again, do I think it's likely? Of course not. But let's not act like at 74 and 72 years old, it's not something to consider. Let's remember this. Dick Vermeil was out for 15 years before he came back way off the radar. And within 3 years, got the St. Louis Rams a Super Bowl championship. So when we talk about commanding the room and leading a group of men and being a football coach, don't tell me that Parcells and Jimmy Johnson are not to be considered. All right. 610-632-0975. In the coming hours, in the coming days, we'll talk also about the general manager post. I did not love what I heard from Jeffrey Lurie in that press conference with regard to it's a group thing. Listen, someone's got to be the GM. In my opinion, someone's got to be the GM. And I don't like hearing otherwise. We'll see. Mort, when he was on with Mike last week, seemed pretty definitive. The Eagles will ultimately land someone in that regard. I don't know if that means it's Howie Roseman or someone else, but I just don't think you want to have a vacuum there. You want to have something. And obviously, over the coming weeks and months, we'll talk all about the construction of the roster, which is of clear importance as well. 610-632-0975. All right, from the Xfinity studio, only from Comcast, I will take your reaction. 610-632-0975. We started off with Stan in Drexel Hill. Stan, what's going on, man? You're on the Fanatic.
Hey, what's up, Joe? It was good to talk to you,
what's
my
up,
man.
What's up, pal? How are you, man?
Listen, first of all, I actually like that you went there, man. I don't think you're crazy. People who are going to laugh at you and all that those are the short-minded people, you know what I mean, who don't have an open mind to think. You got to do your your due diligence.
Got to do it. Got to do it.
And if you swing.
Let me tell you something, Stan. When Pat Croce somehow had Larry Brown on the radar, I thought it was practically a joke.
Yeah, I thought, like, how
in the heck are the Sixers going to get Larry Brown? How are the Phillies going to get Pat Gillick? You know what? You go out there, you find who you think's the best, you go target him and try to get him. And with modern medicine, 72 and 74 is not old enough for me to say, oh, they don't count. The heck with that. Of course they count.
Exactly, especially because you just saw what Tom Coughlin did, you know, in his run with New York. So it's just like, you got to swing for the fences. Me personally, I actually don't want any of these young and up and coming coordinators, and I really feel like we've gone that route, and I feel like what we need is a proven commodity. So like on my top of the list is Sean Payton, and I'm hearing that, you know, the Saints want a second rounder for him, and I'd be willing to do that, to be honest with you, for a guy who took Drew Brees and helped, didn't make Drew Brees' career, but definitely helped, you know.
Hey, listen. There's no doubt. I think he's, and it's a great call. I think he's strongly to be considered. Now, not having a second round pick this year hurts. We know that, no doubt about that. But I think you've got to strongly consider Payton. On one hand, I have some trepidation about the fact that he won only with Brees, because you know it's just hard to evaluate a coach with great success who had a great quarterback. How much is the quarterback? How much is the coach? Hard to say. Hard to know. That's part of what made Joe Gibbs so special. It's part of what made Bill Parcells so special. I mean, Parcells won with Phil Simms, who was good, and Hostetler, who was, you know, a borderline backup, borderline starter. And Joe Gibbs won with three different quarterbacks who won a Super Bowl. Sean Payton had one of the great quarterbacks in modern times. It makes it tricky to evaluate. But yes, Sean Payton would certainly be pretty darn high on my list. Let's go to Jerry in Reading. Jerry, you're on the Fanatic.
Hi, I'm just curious as to where all this love for Gruden is coming along, because, and I will concede that as a child, I was a Tampa Bay fan, and yep, I was thrilled at their Super Bowl victory. However, if you look at what he did to the team after the Super Bowl, he ran that team into the ground. He brought in, Bruce Allen as his GM?
Yeah, it went backwards quickly and stayed bad for about 5 or 6 more years.
Oh, it still hasn't recovered. And so the point is, I don't understand why there's this love for Gruden. That would be such a waste. And
well, I'll give you the answer. First off, he had success in two different places, both Oakland and Tampa Bay. So, you know, you got to acknowledge that. He took Tampa above where Dungy had taken them. And also, he's a straight shooting kind of guy with regard to a personality that the people gravitate toward. I mean, that's the reality of the matter. By the way, there's no way in heck I can have a second phone call be a long call from a Tampa Bay fan who was jumping for joy January of 2003 when they won that game. Short phone call because I can't deal with it. Drew on a cell phone. Drew, you're on the Fanatic.
What's happening, Joe?
Drew, what's up, man?
So, when I'm looking for a coach, I want someone, a defensive-minded guy. Philly used to be hard-hitting, scary defense. And since Jim Johnson passed away and we lost Dawkins that one year, we've been the softest team in the world. I think we need to get back to what made the Eagles such a good team.
Well, you know what? I'll be very curious to see what this defense looks like, and we got to see if it's a 3-4 or 4-3, but what it will look like with a regular offense. Because, you know, again, it's where none of these issues are stand by themselves issues. You know, maybe the breakdown in recent weeks has been about the fact that they obviously were on the field so much.
I think more than that, they played like 2 more games than the Seahawks did.
Well, last year they played 3 more.
Right. So, I mean, these guys, at the end of the year, they're getting beat up and worn down. First half of the year, they were killing it. But it's just like, even our secondary, granted, there's not going to be another Dawkins, but there's no one back there you're afraid of. No one, the receivers go over the middle without any fear.
Yeah,
kind of need that.
Well, and that's where I'll say this, and thanks for the call, man. That's where Michael Kendricks was such a dramatic disappointment this year, because the Eagles had what we thought were 2 really substantial building blocks in Cox and Kendricks, and we knew Cox was better, but we thought Kendricks was a physical, ferocious, playmaking linebacker, not nearly as good as Seth Joyner, but in the mold of someone that can ball hawk and make tackles and punish players and stuff of that nature. And Cox held up his end of the bargain. It took it to an even higher level. And Michael Kendricks this year was a dramatic disappointment, probably top 5 or 6 disappointment on the team, you know, in the mix of DeMarco and Byron Maxwell and, you know, right on down the line. So, yeah, look, obviously, if you talk about the secondary, that guy's been lacking for a while. Malcolm Jenkins, a good player. But I think we all recognize the Eagles could use more talent on defense, more ferocity on defense, more skill at the cornerback level, clearly. And, you know, we've got to figure out the scheme. Is it a 3-4 or 4-3? And who are the players? And who's the coach? A lot of issues, man. 610-632-0975. Lot to talk about. We'll continue. And, guys, I want to tell you something here. Jared Cameron to tell you and welcome the great people of PI Dental in Fort Washington to our show and to the Fanatic. I've been going to PI Dental for years. Phenomenal at what they do. And I'm so happy to have Dr. Balshi, Dr. Wolfinger, the entire practice now as part of our show right here on the Fanatic. Let's talk about the winning smile. The PI team at PI Dental Center in Fort Washington, they've made a name for themselves and an international reputation for building smiles that can actually change lives. And they often do this in one visit. This is a team you can believe in. This is a team you got to see to know about. You hear me talking about it, but get in there and find out. The doctors, they're board-certified prosthodontics with an exceptional track record. They've quarterbacked a team of dental professionals, great at what they do. Everyone has a specific role, and I can tell you, having been in there numerous times myself, what a place, what an unbelievable place. These people know what they're doing. The PI Dental Center, they're best known for pioneering dental implant treatment. All kind of miracle dentistry takes place in there every day. People from all across the country have brought their so-called unsolvable dental problems to the PI team in Fort Washington. Here's the beauty. You don't have to travel across the country. Right in our backyard in Fort Washington. Walk in, just find out. Trust me. You'll walk out with a great new smile and a bundle of confidence. Trust me, the team at PI Dental, it's the way to go for any dental issue in Fort Washington. Write this number down, 215-646-6334. Again, 215-646-6334. If you're having an issue, call them up or check out their website at PIDentalCenter.com. We come back, we hit all the phone calls. Who should the Eagles' next coach be? Talking about it on the Fanatic.
Psoriasis and vitiligo are serious diseases. You've tried everything and have been disappointed. Now there's X-Track, a breakthrough treatment that provides long-lasting, safe relief. X-Track is FDA-cleared for the treatment of psoriasis and vitiligo and is endorsed by thousands of dermatologists and hospitals because it works. Clinical studies show immediate results with up to 95% clearance. The in-office visits are fast, painless, with virtually no side effects. With thousands of providers treating patients all over the country, X-Track is covered by all major insurance companies and Medicare. We'll help you find a doctor close by, and there is no cost to you until you see results. Get your life back. Live free. Live X-Track clear.
For your no-cost treatment, call now. 800-622-4982. That's 800-622-4982. 800-622-4982 or visit xtracradio.com. Qualified patients, certain restrictions apply, results may vary.
Looking for a thrill, some exhilaration, some extra money? Stop talking sports and get in the game with real Vegas odds, player props, and a 50% bonus. MyBookie.lv is offering a 50% sign-up bonus when you enter code radio. Tired of the same old blowout or your team losing? Start putting dough on the spread. Are you a winner? Yeah, I thought so. Visit MyBookie.lv and cash in today. Bet the NFL, college football, hoops, and more. Did the game already go off? No sweat. MyBookie.lv offers in-game live action on all your favorite sporting events. They guarantee fast, convenient payouts over the phone or online. Call now to claim your 50% bonus before it's gone. 844-900-2387 or go online to MyBookie.lv to open an account and start winning today. Only the biggest, only the best. Cash in today, only at MyBookie.lv or call 844-900-2387 and feel the thrill.
When it comes to your transmission, there's no one better to have on your team than AAMCO. As the trusted experts for over 50 years, we've set the record by fixing more than 30 million cars. People who know go to AAMCO.
Right now, save $200 on top quality transmissions. Discount off estimated price must be presented at vehicle drop-off. May not be combined with any other offer. Limited time at participating centers.
AA, MCO.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Call Quicken Loans now to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org. Number 3030.
Dunn's $5 flavor menu is the first way to say yes to any two or more of your favorites for just $5 each. That's yes to medium one-topping pizzas, Wing Street wings, and Hershey's desserts. Feels good to say yes to the $5 flavor menu, only at Pizza Hut.
Limited time offer. Additional charge for extra cheese, toppings, and pan crust. Hershey's trademark, used under license.
Wake up.
Good morning.
And get up.
We are back in better than ever.
With Mike and Mike. Weekday mornings at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN2, or on demand on the ESPN app.
You may think being totally blind is the greatest challenge I face, but actually, it's the fact that I'm often wide awake at 3 a.m. and struggling to stay awake in the middle of the day. This is called Non-24, and it affects up to 70% of people who are totally blind, like me. It makes just getting through the day a real struggle. Learn more about Non-24 by calling 855-856-2424 or visiting learnmorenon24.com.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
All right, shout out to Cameron, 97.5, The Fanatic. We've got Sixers hoops at 7 o'clock tonight with you till then. And also tonight from around about 10 o'clock till midnight, something like that. Obviously, it'll be a busy week. We'll be talking about it all through the 6 o'clock hour every night this week. 610-632-0975. Who should it be? I say you got to consider Parcells and Jimmy Johnson. You can laugh at me, but I'm going to start with guys that have been there, done that, and had tremendous success that I believe in. They can command a room and lead a franchise. And there's a lot of other names, and I'm sure there's absolutely other guys worthwhile as well. But I make those two tell me no. They might tell me no in 30 seconds, but I make them tell me no. I don't just assume it's a no. I make them tell me no, because if it's a yes, you got a chance for something special. Let's go to Brandon in Northeast Philadelphia. Brandon, you're on the Fanatic.
Hey, how's it going?
What's up, Brandon?
First time caller.
What's up, man? Great to have you aboard.
Thank you. I think I would go with Parcells more than Jimmy Johnson.
Why?
Reason being is because it just seemed like every Dallas player that comes to Philadelphia or Dallas, anything associated with Dallas, it seemed like we have bad luck with them.
Well, Chris Boniel, Darren Smith, and now more recently DeMarco Murray, so I understand your point.
Yeah, he might come here and drop the ball.
The thing is, Jimmy Johnson's got a better track record than Chris Boniel, but I understand your analogy.
And a quick question, what do you think about Brian Dawkins being the defensive coordinator?
You know, I mean, I think it's something Mike would have to ask him, and we'll find out. I mean, I know this. If I had the kind of money Dawk had and had laid that many years into it the way he had, I'd probably be pretty darn content to put my feet up and spend time with my family and do the ESPN gig and you know, appear every once in a while on the Fanatic, and that'd be a great life. And that's why it's hard to get guys that have the money and have that kind of lifestyle. Would I be intrigued by Brian Dawkins as the defensive coordinator of the Eagles? Yes, I would. Because when I hear him speak, I hear a guy speak on a totally different... And I'm not just saying this because he's a guy with success as a Philadelphia athlete. He's one of those guys, and Pete Rose fits into this category, and there's not that many, that when they speak about their sport, John McEnroe's like this for tennis. When they speak about their sport, I hear a completely higher level of thought and understanding than the usual just drivel that comes out of most people's mouths who are actually in the sport. There's a motivational determination element to Doc that I think is fascinating. And if he would want it, of course, I would absolutely be intrigued by having Brian Dawkins on this coaching staff. But it's all got to start with whether the guy wants to completely change his lifestyle to pursue that path. Mike in Levittown. Mike, you're on the Fanatic.
How you doing, Joe?
What's up, Mike?
Long time no hear, bub. actually, I had a procedure, but I've been listening to you.
Hope you're doing all right, man.
Yeah, on the road to recovery, brother. All right, first things first, when I agree with the Jimmy Johnson and Bill Parcells, but what if they were just to take the GM job? because I can't see either one of them coming here and just take the coaching and not the GM. I think it's going to be a package deal.
Well, it's certainly a package deal for Jimmy Johnson. It's probably a package deal for Parcells, and we all have concerns because of what the Eagles have been down the road with that before. But, you know, I would absolutely consider it for either of them, because they would obviously come with a strong executive who essentially would do the legwork and allow them to make the final call. I think that's okay. I really do. But let me say this. I would probably not be interested in Parcells for just the front office, because that's what he did in Miami. It's like, I want someone's greatest strength to be the thing he does.
I don't want
to hire Bill Parcells not to be on the sideline. I want him to be on the sideline.
Yeah, but if you bring him in, like I said, I don't think he's going to have somebody there GM-wise telling him what to do. Be like, yo, buddy. Like, you know, if they move up.
No, he wouldn't. But both of them, what they would have is they'd have a right-hand man that they would hire to run their front office. And that's actually a scenario I'm okay with. I really am.
Yeah, and really, one other quick thing is do you sign? Hopefully they do not sign Sam Bradford. I'm not a big fan of him because, number one, he's immobile, and secondly, he's injury prone. And give him $25 million. I'd rather go out and get something brand new that I don't know, because I know what I get in him is $25 million of immobile, injury prone quarterback. And to tell you the truth, if they turn around and do that, well, coach is going to want to come to town and say, listen, that's not my guy. I want to pick my own guy. You know what I mean, Joe?
Well, it's a concern, Mike. First of all, glad you're doing well in recovery. Let me say this. The Bradford thing, I don't have a formed opinion yet. Yesterday, he obviously played well. He came on as the season went on. He's probably the best option available. But I'm not ready to definitively give you an answer yet. And fortunately, the Eagles don't have to have a definitive answer yet. I just got to think about it more. I want to see how this thing plays out a little bit. I mean, the reality is, I mean, let's be straight up about it. The money's going to dictate the situation. If his agent comes in there and says, yeah, Sam will be your quarterback for $5 million a year. Well, yeah, I'll take him. If he comes in there and says, Sam will be your quarterback for $25 million a year. No, I don't want him. Now, obviously, it's going to be closer to, it's going to be closer to $25 million than five. But I mean, there's a difference between $15 million a year and $22 million a year. There's just a difference. So without knowing what is said in that room, you know, it's hard to just make a blanket statement, declarative, no doubt about it. Chances are, when all is said and done, Radford's probably the right guy to bring back. But I cannot stress this enough. If I'm the Eagles, I've got to find a way to have the language of that contract work in a way that the Eagles can get out of it without too much long-term harm after more like 2 years than 3 years. We have been down this road too many times as Philadelphia sports fans, from the Elton Brand contract to the Kenny Thomas contract to the Mike Lieberthal contract, and most recently the Ryan Howard contract. And you guys know the deal. We can keep going through the sports. The contracts that kill you literally can kill you more than the lack of talent, because you're tied to it. They've got to structure it so it's more like a two-year scenario and be able to escape if they want and cut Bradford, instead of not being able to cut him and escape unscathed for like 3 or 4 years. That would be a complete, complete disaster. JB on a, I mean, potential disaster, and something I would guard against. JB on a cell phone. What's going on, JB?
Hey, Joe. Great show.
Thank you.
Aren't we still paying Jim Thome off at this point still? Or something like that?
It was a miracle that Gillick found a team to get him. It was only because Chicago and Cleveland were in a battle with each other for him. But you hear my point, man. I mean, contracts will kill you.
The contract is my point where I would sign Bradford, and I'll try to quickly hit Bradford and then the coaching. Bradford is the one who's in the real driver's seat, because he can drive up the turnpike to the New York Jets and have Brandon Marshall and Eric Decker as his receivers with great defense. They'll sign him tomorrow. He could fly down to Houston after they get knocked out of the playoffs, and he would be guaranteed that $100 million to play with the Texans, and he gets to go close to home back near Oklahoma City.
Isn't that amazing?
So basically, he's writing his own check at this point, in my opinion. And it also depends on what coach comes in. I think he'll get signed after the coach comes in, and if he doesn't, that's because the coach doesn't want him. That being said, I like your style with the older coaches, and I think all the teams that have available coaches are going to go back to that. I think Shanahan Shanahan has his choice of San Fran or New York. That's one of the places he lands. It wouldn't surprise me if Coughlin came out of retirement and took over the Colts. And I think the Eagles, they got to come somewhere in between. Like, I don't want Grudog. Grudog is like the poor man's Madden. I mean, he barely had a 500 winning percentage. You know what I mean? Like, everybody.
Well, you know, yeah, it's funny you bring up the Colts, JB, because I see them. If I'm looking at this from the out, like, let's take the Gruden scenario. And thanks for the call, JB. So Gruden's been doing the quarterback camp thing for, I don't know, 7, 8, 9 years, whatever it's been for ESPN. And he does the quarterback camp, and they film some stuff and all that. And look, the guy obviously is very smart to know that by getting next to these guys as they come out for the draft, he has an opportunity to have access to them, to be able to make a determination of what he thinks of them, and then therefore thereafter watch their career, but make get a sense of who they are as people. And it's a great advantage, and it's been very smart. I think that it will be hard for the Eagles to be as attractive a destination as a place like Indy that has Andrew Luck basically just entering his prime. Assuming Andrew Luck bounces back from his injuries, which, you know, I got to believe he will. A guy like John Gruden, and even a guy like Shanahan, who knows the difference between having Elway and having, you know, RG3 breaking down or whomever. I mean, I guess he had RG3 the first year, but, you know, he had the Denver situation with Greasy, whoever the heck replaced Elway, and then eventually Jake Plummer, he got some success with. But you just want to go where there's a great quarterback. And I got to think Indy's going to be a very attractive destination because of Andrew Luck. And I think that could work against the Eagles a bit. We go to Zach on a cell phone. Zach, you're on the Fanatic.
Hey, Joe. How are you?
Going on, Zach?
Good. I called in a couple weeks ago before Thanksgiving, and I joked that it should be Deuce Staley. Now, I don't think he should be the coach, okay, but I'm glad he at least got the interview. But, I mean, for me, I don't want a home run hire because he got one the last time and he flamed out. Chip Kelly.
I can't be afraid of that. Like, the Phillies in 1987 signed Lance Parrish. It didn't work out. And then they didn't sign a free agent of note for like 8 more years till Greg Jeffries and guys went off the board. I can't permit failure to create fear. You can't permit that.
But the unsexy hires that I was looking at when they were hiring Chip are both in the playoffs now.
I know.
Mike Zimmer and what's his name from?
Well, Bruce Arians. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, Bruce Arians. So, I mean, I think you got to, rather than, you know, top down, like flash in the pan, I think you got to go bottom up. And if Lurie's looking for someone with emotional intelligence, if you're on the defensive side of the ball, I've been hearing good things about Terrell Austin, how the guys from Detroit play for him on defense. And then if you're offense, it's, I think, Hugh Jackson. I think the players love.
Yeah, I've heard people say good things about him. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's just my opinion. If you want to go that route, I mean, Andy Reid wasn't a home run hire either. And if you're trying to harken back to those days, why not? You know, why not go with a safe one, go with a up and comer?
Yeah, and Reid was a very unusual hire because he had not been a coordinator. And there's so few of those guys that have been hired. I think Art Shell hadn't been a coordinator and Bugle hadn't been a coordinator. And then Reid, it's a very rare thing. And obviously Reid had great, great success with it. Mike in Chestnut Hill. Mike, you're on the Fanatic.
Joe, great show as always.
What's up, pal?
Yeah, I was hoping Jeffrey was going to give us a nice little double dip. I mean, it was nice that he let Chip go, a week before. And then I was hoping maybe we'd come out the second half of the Giants game with Billy Davis having been fired at halftime. That would have been great.
Oh, you're harsh.
Oh, thanks. I know.
Just remember this. With what that offense did, it's a little hard to know with that defense. I hear you, and I'm just saying I'd be fascinated to know what they do with the regular offense.
Yeah, but he Davis consistently let the other team's best player beat us. But anyway, that being said, you know, even though these 5 draft choices slots were monumental, it still felt good to beat the Giants, especially Coughlin's last game, especially, you know, his grandkids were there, the whole scene. I mean, I wanted to win that game when it started to get close. And then, you know, his color is looking good on the sideline. He's not as red anymore as he usually is.
Well, but, Deshaun wasn't on the field to return a punt, so there's only so red he could be.
And here's the last thing. You know, sure. I mean, as long as you're talking Jimmy Johnson and Parcells, maybe we go, let's kick it up a notch. I mean, a guy that really commands the room, which maybe we bring the hologram of Vince Lombardi in.
I'll tell you what, if Vince is interested, I'll take him. Hey, Football Mondays on the Fanatic, brought to us by the Temple School of Business. With the Fox School of Business and their online MBA, it's ranked number one in the entire nation. You can vote on the Fanatic Collision Max Fan Vote of the Day on our website at 97.5fanatic.com. Brought to us by Collision Max Auto Body and Glass Centers and Abra Company. Same great people, same great service, one common goal, getting you back in the driver's seat quickly and conveniently. We'll continue this conversation tonight after the 76ers game. I'll be back on around 10 o'clock this evening till midnight. And then, of course, tomorrow night at 6 o'clock as well. Well, listen, it's a very important topic. Who is the next leader of the Philadelphia Eagles franchise? It doesn't, frankly, in Philadelphia sports, it doesn't get all that much more important. It's exciting to know there's hope on the horizon. But you hope it's hope of something great, not something that will be a downer in time. We'll find out. Obviously, we'll continue talking about it all these days and weeks leading up to whomever it is. Back with you tonight around 10 o'clock after the Sixers, then tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. Thanks to my producer, Vaughn Gibbons. Sixers pregame is next. Sixers and the T-Wolves at 7. Talk to you later on right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.